Hi, I'm Vaya Skinner, coordinator for Campus Communications, and welcome to HCC 360. One of the really important lessons to come out of the COVID pandemic was how important nurses are to our society. The world needs more capable, highly trained nurses, and if you or someone you know is interested in the field, HCC has a program for you. Today we speak with Dr. Ashley Meisel, Dean of Nursing and Allied Health Professions, about the possibilities. Let's dive in.
Welcome to HCC 360. I am joined here today by Dr. Ashley Meisel. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do here at HCC?
Sure. I am the Dean of Nursing and Allied Health Professions at Hartford Community College, and this is my 11th year working at the college.
Wow, 11 years.
Yeah.
And what did you do before that? Were you practicing? And
yes, so I was a practicing ICU nurse. And when I started at HCC, I was teaching clinical to nursing students in the clinical setting. I've had a variety of job titles since then. I was coordinating the clinical experiences at one point. I was full-time faculty teaching in the classroom. And now I'm the dean.
That's fantastic. The nursing program at HCC, can you give us an idea of the scope of it? Yeah, how many avenues of learning there are? How many students do you accept? Like, how big is this program?
Yes, of course. We have a variety of entry points into the nursing profession. The newest one is our LPN program that's starting in the spring of 2024. And we're admitting 24 students, and we will admit 24 students each spring, so we'll only admit one time per year for that program. We also have the LPN to RN program, in which we enroll 12 students are admitted in the spring and the fall semesters. And in the RN program, we admit three times per year. So in the spring, we admit 48 students, in the summer, we admit 32, and in the fall, we admit 72. And with this LPN program, it provides a new pathway for students to get into the RN program because the RN program is quite competitive. So students that complete the LPN program can later enter into or bridge into the RN program if they so desire.
Hmm. So that leads me to the acronyms. Can you describe what each of these mean and what are their responsibilities? Like what's the difference between them?
Absolutely. That's a good question. So LPN stands for Licensed Practical Nurse. And of course, they aren't licensed until they take their licensure exam after completing the program, but they are commonly referred to as LPN, so licensed practical nurses. RN is registered nurse. And the difference really, there are a couple of differences. One is the scope of practice. So the RN typically coordinates the plan of care, and the LPN works with the RN to complete the patient care. So they work together as a team to care for a group of patients in the healthcare setting. Another difference is the education path. So the LPN program is a quicker way to enter the nursing profession and begin working.
You say the LPN is the new program, so you've been doing RN for a long time.
Yes.
What prompted starting the LPN program?
So there's a need in the community for the LPNs, and clinical facilities have actually reached out to us, encouraging us to start this LPN program, and they're really enthusiastic about working with our students and hiring these LPN graduates when they finish the program. The team nursing has reemerged in the healthcare setting, so that's when we've got a team of RNs, LPNs, and nursing assistants working together to care for a group of patients. And because of that reemergence of that team approach to nursing, the LPNs are really an important part of that team.
Hmm.
And there's a need for them in the hospitals and the other healthcare settings.
Seems to be a larger and larger demand for these kind of professions.
Yes, nursing, all types of nursing is in need. There's a great demand for nurses.
Hmm. Can you give me an idea of what kind of students apply for these programs? Is it a wide range of ages, genders?
Yes, that's another good question. And we have a very diverse student population. We have students that come to us right out of high school. We have others who are pursuing second careers and everything in between. We have a lot of working parents in the program who are juggling, you know, lives with kids and work and also now their studies. So, again, we have a wide range and a very diverse population of students.
Mm-hmm. You said that LP to RN, I mean, that's like almost like a workforce furthering your career, getting to a higher level, like moving on to the next step.
Absolutely. It's definitely a career path. So you could do this certificate program and get into the workforce quickly. And then later down the road, if you so chose to do it, you could then bridge into the RN program, apply to the RN program and complete that at a later time. Mm. And then, of course, we have even further students can advance their degrees by working with our associates to bachelor's program. So we have relationships with many area bachelor's degree institutions, so students can be dually enrolled in the RN program while also completing coursework for their BSN. So, you know, the pathway continues. Mm.
Well, there are popular schools for that, for the transfers and for the dual?
Yes, so for the dual enrollment, we work with Towson University, okay. We work with University of Maryland, Frostburg University, Stevenson. I think those are the major partners at this time.
That's great. You mentioned the certificate. Is there options for getting the AA or getting a certificate? Like, are there levels in that way?
So for the LPM program, it is a 41-credit certificate program.
Okay, gotcha.
So when they complete the LPM program, they come away with a certificate, and that allows them to take their licensure exam. Mm-hmm. So the NCLEX PN. For the RN program, it is an associate's degree that they, once they complete our program, they receive an associate's degree.
Gotcha. Can you describe how a nursing student learns in the LPN program? Is it mix of classroom, practical? What's a normal week, day, month for
sure.
Students?
We focus on active learning in our nursing programs. So we engage students through a mix of experiences, including classroom learning that really is a lot of active learning in the classroom. So you're not just sitting there listening to somebody lecture anymore. You're actually doing activities and applying what you're learning in the classroom. And then that is further taken to the skills lab. So students then get to practice skills in the lab and participate in simulation experiences in our state-of-the-art simulation center. And they get to do all those things before they go into the patient care setting and are actually caring for patients in whether it be the long-term care facility or the acute care hospital setting. So they get all those experiences to build up to actually taking care of patients.
Hmm. Do they get a choice of what kind of setting they do the practical in, or do you try to give them a wide range of experience?
They don't get to necessarily choose where they go for their clinical experiences. The program determines that, and it's often based on availability in the healthcare facilities. Mm-hmm. But students get a wide array of clinical experiences. So they might be in the long-term care setting in their first semester. For their med-surg courses, they move into the hospital. Often for the maternal, newborn, and pediatric courses, we have a lot of unique experiences. So many of our pediatric nursing students go to the elementary schools and work with school nurses. But again, and some of them go into the hospitals. We just have a variety of settings for those specialty areas.
So like a new version of a residency in
yes.
a lot of ways. You've briefly touched on this, but how long is the course of study for these different LPN, RN, and
once the prerequisite courses are completed, it takes 1 year to complete the 41-credit LPN certificate program. So students attend classes in the spring, summer, and fall semesters.
Mm-hmm. And the RN, I'm guessing, is the 2-year program that
we have a couple of options with the we have a traditional program with the RN program, and that is a 2-year. After prerequisites are completed, the nursing program is completed in 2 years. If you are in the accelerated program, students complete in 15 months.
Wow.
So those students go all year round. They start in the summer and end in the summer.
That's intense to learn all that stuff.
It is intense.
Yeah.
Those are very ambitious students.
What is the demand? Is there a demand for the LPNs in the area? We've touched on this briefly, but like, there's a lot of facilities around here. There seems to be more and more being built, you know, popping
Absolutely.
Up out of there.
Yes, our clinical partners are very enthusiastic about this new LPN program since there is a great need in the community. I mentioned team nursing and how it's reemerging in the healthcare setting, and LPNs are an important part of that team. And healthcare facilities from all over are reaching out to us, wanting to work with our students and hire our graduates in everywhere from, you know, Upper Chesapeake Health in Harford County to Shock Trauma downtown. Hmm. You know, everybody's interested in hiring LPNs.
Hmm. That's great. It's a good reputation for the school to be able to.
Absolutely.
You know, they know that quality is coming out of here.
Yes,
That's
and
great.
We have these great partnerships with these facilities that really allow us to offer great clinical experiences for students.
Hmm. Where do you find the teachers for these things, the professors?
That's another good question, and I can tell you that many of our faculty are graduates of our program.
Hmm.
So our graduates make excellent teachers. So I often tell students when they at their pinning ceremony, when they complete the program, that after they get their feet wet and their 2 years of experience, come back and teach for us, because our graduates make great teachers. But nursing faculty is another, just as nurses are in demand, nursing faculty are in demand. So we're always looking for great educators to come and join our team.
Prerequisites. Are there prerequisites for these programs?
Yes. And for the LPN program in particular, there are fewer prerequisites than the RN program. So again, that's why you can get to the workforce more quickly. But the prerequisites for the LPN program include the Test of Essential Academic Skills, or the TEES exam, and students must score a minimum of 58.7 on that exam. They must meet the college math requirement, and there are three prerequisite courses that they have to achieve at least a C, a letter grade of a C in, and that's Anatomy and Physiology 1, English Composition, and General Psychology. Hmm. So it's only three prerequisite courses before they can start the actual LPN certificate program. Hmm.
Which hospitals and clinics do you work with to provide the on-site training for this for the students?
So we work with a variety of healthcare settings, including assisted living facilities, long-term care facilities, and hospitals. A large number of our students attend clinical at Upper Chesapeake Health, but there are many others, and they can vary from semester to semester. So we send students to facilities in the greater Baltimore region, really. Mm-hmm. So downtown Baltimore, Harford County, Baltimore County.
If someone was interested in applying, when do they need to do it by? And are there any advice for going through the process?
Yes, there is. The application deadline for this program is September 15th, so it's right around the corner. Hmm. So if you're interested in applying, get that application submitted. And in order to submit an application, you can visit the Harford Nursing website, the Harford Community College Nursing website. And there's information, there's a link there that can take you, that will take you to the application itself. And it's a pretty straightforward application. It doesn't take long to complete. You do need to make sure that you've met the prerequisites before you apply, just to make sure that you're, you know, meeting the requirements. And if you need help with the application, you can reach out to the admissions department on campus. Hmm. So admissions@harford.edu.
Okay. Yeah, I know they're very useful. Very yes. helpful. Yeah.
And our advising department is great too.
Hmm. Say if I'm applying for this, if I'm a student, if I'm not a student, is there some advice you can give to, like, what steps to take first?
Sure. So if you're not a student at HCC, your first step is going to be admissions. You want to reach out to the admissions department and become a student. Once you are a student, you can go to advising. So advising@harford.edu, they put you in touch with an advisor, and they really can establish a plan for you and a pathway in achieving your goal. So if you are not a student, admissions is your first step. If you are a student, advising is your next step. And if you still don't have your questions answered after working with admissions and advising, you can submit your questions to nahpinquiries@harford.edu. And all that information can also be found on our website.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Mizell.
Yes, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Thanks for being with us. In case you missed the contact information, here it is again. For more information about the nursing and allied health professions, visit www.harford.edu and enter nursing in the search bar. You can get in touch with Dr. Mizell by emailing nahpinquiries@harford.edu. That's nahpinquiries@harford.edu. I'm Via Skinner, and HCC 360 will be back next month with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Harford Community College. Thanks for listening.